see your mama and the candles and the tears and roses. I see your daddy walk his daughter down the aisle. Feel my knees start to tremble as I tell the preacher, don't she look beautiful tonight? All the wonderful words in my head I've been thinking, you know I wanna say them all just right. I lift your veil, angels start singing, such a heavenly. Tears from your eyes. Bow our heads while the preacher talks to Jesus. Please bless this brand new.
In the dark, middle of the night, taking your heart and holding it tight. Emotional touch, touching my skin, and asking you to do what you've been doing all over again. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, this happened by taking your hand. And who I am now is who I wanted to be. And now that we're together, I'm stronger than ever. I'm happy and free. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in.
I've changed. All I gotta do is say your sweet name. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. Oh, oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love.
That we should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say that I'd fall never. The basis is need to know. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will. Dream come true, two, just wanna be with you, three, girl, it's plain to see that you're the only one for me, and four, repeat steps one through three, five, make you fall in love with me.
You may please be seated. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We've gathered on this beautiful summer day here in the presence of God and these witnesses to witness and to bless the exchange of vows that will bind Randy Keith Martin and Anna Mary Knoll together in the covenant relationship of marriage. When this ceremony has ended, they will leave as husband and wife, having been joined together by the God of heaven. Will you please pray with me? Eternal God, we do look to you in thanksgiving for the joy and the beauty and the sacredness of this hour. We thank you for your love which surrounds all our days and especially for the way it comes now to focus in the hearts of Anna and Randy. Grant the gift of your Holy Spirit to the celebration of this marriage, and grace this service with joy and with sacredness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Who gives this woman to be married to this man? At the dawn of human history, God recognized the need of a man for a woman and a woman for a man. And as early as the second chapter of Genesis, God said, "It's not good for a man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed from the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air, and he brought them to Adam to see what he would name them. And the inspired record says, whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the ribs from man and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." For this reason, God's word tells us, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And from the inspired writings of St. Paul to the believers at Ephesus and to believers everywhere and in every time and age, we read, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. We do know that marriage had its origin with God. It is honorable. It is to be held in high esteem by all mankind. Jesus honored the institution of marriage by performing his very first miracle at the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. And St. Paul adds that biblical marriage is to be honorable to all. This marriage institution, it's not a casual one, not one to be taken lightly. We do live in an age where marriage is often disrespected, and we need to reassert and to reaffirm that biblical, God-ordained marriage, the union of one man and one woman, is for our good, it's for society's good, and it should be rightly viewed as holy. So holy is the relationship of marriage that the Apostle Paul likened it to the relationship which exists between Christ and his church. Randy and Anna, your love for each other is an eternal triangle. God is at the apex, the peak of the triangle, and you as man and woman are at the base of the triangle. And when both of you are joined together with God at his rightful place at the top, then you will never be separated from each other at the bottom. Your marriage is the union of two lives, two hearts that beat as one, so welded together that they walk together, they work together, they bear each other's burdens, and they share each other's joys. And I would want to remind you to continue to be loving and friendly and tender-hearted, forbearing with one another as Christ would have us to do in love. And remember that the vows that you will shortly take are as binding in adversity as they are in prosperity, and that these vows are to be broken only by death. And we would all be doing well to be reminded that the great responsibility that you have to each other and to all married couples is love and mutual submission. And these are very serious, but yet they're very magnificent. Our one and only Savior, Jesus Christ, gave us the perfect example of love and submission. Randy, Christ loved the church. Christ said, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus demonstrated the greatest love to the church by the sacrifice of his own life. He shed his precious blood for the church, whereby he demonstrated the deep love and the abiding love that was his and which was to leave us the greatest example of love that this world has ever known and ever will know. Randy, follow the example of Christ. Consider Anna to be your closest friend and love her even to the sacrifice of your wants, your own desires, and even your very life. And Anna, Christ gave us the perfect example of submission. St. Paul wrote, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant, and he came in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient even to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Anna, our Lord Jesus Christ, the creator and the sustainer of the universe, out of love, humbled himself, became submissive for our sake, and just as you would obey Jesus, submit with love in your heart to Randy as your husband. In a marriage relationship, both the husband and the wife are called to submit. Submission is an often misused word in our society. It doesn't mean becoming a doormat. Biblical submission disallows disrespect and abuse. We honor Christ by following his example of submission to his Father. Mutual submission preserves order and harmony. It increases your love and respect for each other. Somewhat distort Paul's teaching on submission, but real spiritual leadership is demonstrated in our manner of living. It is demonstrated in service. Just as Jesus served his disciples, even to the point of washing their feet. So the husband is to serve his wife. A wise and a Christ-honoring husband won't take advantage of that role. Paul devotes twice as many words to telling husbands to love their wives as to telling wives to submit to their husbands. So a man loves his wife by making her well-being of primary importance. He should care for her as he cares for his own body, and no wife ever need to fear submitting to a man who treats his wife in this biblically balanced, God-ordained way. And a wise and a Christ-honoring wife, Anna, will not try to undermine her husband's role and leadership. Either approach is unbalanced, and it creates disunity, a disharmony, and friction in the marriage. Now, certainly a richness is added to the marriage when family and friends gather, as they have this afternoon, to witness and to participate in the wedding. It's God who joins you this day, but the guests, the families, and the friends agree by their presence to offer you their encouragement and their continued support. Now, concerning the love, which must be the bond of lasting comradeship of a man and a woman married to each other, hear the familiar words of St. Paul. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes and always perseveres. Love never fails. Marriage is for better and for worse. I don't believe I have to remind you, but I'm going to mention anyway that you will be wise to be prepared to deal with a variety of crises in marriage. There are many crisis possibilities, severe illness or a sudden accident, financial reverses, the challenges of child rearing. Keep spiritually fit so that you will be equipped to meet the trials which are inevitable with the confidence that God is with you. And the psalmist reminds all of us that unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. I firmly believe among all human relationships, marriage is the most sacred and the most permanent, and therefore it should be entered into reverently, discreetly, and in the fear of God. And in this sacred relationship, two dear ones, Randy and Anna, come now to be joined. In the presence of God and these friends, I charge you, Randy and Anna, to cherish a mutual esteem and love, to bear with each other's infirmities and weaknesses, to comfort each other in sickness, in trouble, in sorrow, to pray for and live together as heirs of the grace of God. But you can't do this alone. Trust in God, pray to Him, find and keep your place in the fellowship of Christ's church to keep alive the love of God in your hearts. God is joining you together, and He will seal your covenant with His. Anna and Randy, as you face each other, please. Randy will please repeat this vow after me. According to God's holy ordinance,
according to God's holy ordinance,
I, Randy, take you, Anna,
take you, Anna,
to be my wedded wife,
to have and to hold,
From this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish,
till death do us part.
And thereto,
I pledge you my trust.
And Anna, will you now please repeat this vow after me. According to God's holy ordinance,
I, Anna,
Take you, Randy, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold, from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part, and thereto I pledge you my trust. What gifts do you give as symbols of your love and your integrity? Let these rings be the symbols of a spiritual bond that links your loyal hearts in a lifelong covenant. And as the ring is an unbroken circle, so it's God's will that your union be unbroken, except as it will be dissolved by death. A ring also signifies the eternalness and the perfection of God. God has no beginning. God has no end. Your marriage is designed to last forever, and so too will every believer's relationship with Christ endure for all eternity. Randy, as you place the ring on Anna's finger, would you please repeat after me?
With this ring,
I marry you, pledging my loyalty,
my fidelity,
my love,
and my life.
In the name of God our Father,
Jesus our Savior,
and the Holy Spirit our Comforter. Amen. And Anna, would you please repeat the same as you place the ring on the finger of Randy? With this ring,
I marry you,
pledging my loyalty,
my fidelity,
my love,
and my life.
In the name of God our Father, Jesus, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our Comforter. Amen.
I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as a storm blows through. And I need you, 'cause God gave me. God gave
by the authority committed unto me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I pronounce that Randy and Anna are husband and wife according to the ordinance of God and the law of this commonwealth, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And now we'll kneel for a prayer. Now you join your hands and I'll join mine. Will you please pray with us? God of all love and grace, the God of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, we would pray this afternoon that you would bestow upon Randy and Anna the seal of your approval and the strength of your gracious blessing. Grant to Randy and Anna the grace to fulfill with a devotion that is steadfast the solemn vows here between them made. Give them a clear vision of your purposes. Grant them a portion of your Spirit that they may live together with one heart and one mind in strong human love. Grant them to grow in their respect and their love for each other and for you. Send upon their home peace. Give to Randy and Anna the wisdom and the grace to rear Cody and Aaliyah in Christian character. Guide their steps, protect them through all danger, and allow them to be with each other in health and joy. And continue to use them both for your glory and for their neighbor's good. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. And Randy, you may kiss the bride. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Amen. You may face the guests. I am very pleased to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Randy Martin.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?